Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. I'm Carly Duke, and here for our very special 150th episode, I'm with Caleb and Tobin.
Yes!
And we've got some fun things planned today because I'm going to go over a little TikTok advice that I saw that just kind of made me laugh. And then we're going to throw out, well, Tobin is going to throw out a question to the podcast. And then finally, we're going to cover some of our top things that we love about teenagers, because sometimes it's nice just to be reminded why teenagers are so great, because we really do think they're wonderful. But first, I saw this TikTok, and especially coming out of several episodes ago, we did a couple of episodes on love and Valentine's Day and gave dating advice. And I saw this advice that said, dating hack. If you have a crush on a guy, just get to know him and it'll go away.
Yeah.
And, like, just the whole idea of it's, I'm sure it's tongue in cheek, but that if you have a crush on someone, when you get to know them, you're going to probably find the things about them that are going to make that crush go away pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Instead of just like sitting there and pining after them for a really long time. So I want to throw that to you, especially for maybe teenage relationships. Is some of that more idolized in your head than when you actually get to know the person?
I don't know. Yes. To me, it feels pretty sexist, but you know.
It could go either way, Tobin.
It
did
it?
Because
you just, that's
pronoun.
That's not at all how you portrayed it. So I'm just,
if you have a crush on saying. A person, get to know them. It'll go away.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Caleb, for being more yeah. encompassing and including inclusive in this podcast.
That's what I'm here for. I think for sure, like, okay, so whenever you get to know somebody, teenagers, also be on the lookout for the red flags. We talked about those, the red, the beige, all the flags. Be on the lookout, okay? Don't just let the crush do all the talking. You got to get to know them and evaluate them.
Yeah, This kind of goes back to that ick list that we talked about a couple weeks too. Like, you know, I think that there is obviously we're joking, but there is a real behind this. Like, hey, guess what? Your significant other that you end up with long term, married, whatever, is not going to be the perfect ideal crush that you think it's going to be. You're going to have an ick list for your significant other, and it might be larger than others. So just keep that in mind. But yeah. So, but I've always said with young love that everything looks great from the outside looking in, and then you start seeing the real picture and you're just like, oh, there's a lot more. But that just speaks to that relationships are tough, like, and they take a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Just don't date until you're 30. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah.
Especially guys are stupid until they're like 25. So, yeah.
Can confirm.
Look at me. Now I'm the one bashing the guys. So, yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 24 so and I'm still dumb.
Speaking of dumb things, let's ask this question, okay? Because this is going to get real ridiculous, I think. Since it is our 150th episode, if you could have 150 of your favorite things, we're going to do two things. If you could have 150 of one thing, what would it be? And let's start with a food item. I already know my answer, but Carly, Caleb, y'all got one already on top of your head?
Nerd clusters.
Ooh.
Those are legit. I like those a lot.
That's good.
I think I could put down 150 nerd clusters.
You need to like probably call a dentist and have him on standby then. So after 150 of those things.
Oh, see, that's why I'm like, my favorite food is like chicken parmesan, but 150 chicken parmesan, that's too much. Okay.
That might kill
nobody.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm thinking like
making that for years.
Forever. I'd be set for like literally a year. So then I'm pivoting, like candy's a great answer, but then my brain immediately went to hot dogs. Don't know why. But I feel like if I pace myself at like four of them a day, you know, I'd be set for a bit.
I'm not a big candy guy myself, but when Carly asked me, when we talked about this the other day, my immediate answer was Reese's. Like, I would specifically Reese's eggs. If you could give me 150 Reese's eggs, we are officially in Reese's egg season, which is the best season of the year. Like, it drives my wife crazy. That's probably one of my ick list things, is that every time the Reese's eggs are out, if I'm at the store, I'm buying at least two packs, whether we have 12 of them at home or not, because it's only, it's seasonal. Like it's, it's, you can't get it all year round.
You can freeze you can freeze those children.
Oh, I do. I do that. And I just, buy them every time I see them. Yeah. I put some in the fridge, put some in the freezer, and I just kind of have a little rotation, and I'll probably have them till summer usually, which is amazing, 'cause I like to ration those things out.
Awesome.
So definitely 150 of those. I've been thinking a lot about that. This is not funny per se, but my youngest nephew was born recently, and he was found out in the last few months he's had a peanut allergy. And I was literally thinking the other day, I was like, I don't think I could survive if one of my kids was allergic to peanuts, because I love Reese's so much.
So, you just be like, hey, don't open the fridge.
my sister, poor, I love my sister and I feel bad for her, because she's like, that's the worst part about this is that I can't have Reese's anymore. I literally have to get rid of everything in the house. And I'm just like, that is really depressing. I'm so sorry. Like I don't envy that life at all. So, okay. So that's food. What about item? Like any item, what would you have 150 things of? Is that where you would have your chicken parmesan, Caleb? Maybe. So.
See, no, but like my brain goes like, I don't know, $100 bills could be cool, right? I mean, that's 15,000 right there.
Cheating.
Well,
that's like when you ask a genie for unlimited wishes. So, yeah.
Mine is easy. It would be books.
Okay.
I'd have a library. I'd have 150 books. If I didn't have to buy them, I'm in.
Yeah, mine is definitely shoes. Reese's and shoes would not be set. Yeah.
Mine would be houses. I would love
to have houses? Houses, Caleb.
Changed my houses.
That is more money than
okay, than hold on. We got to unpack that. We got to unpack that a little bit. Hold on. So are you saying like 150 houses that you could just potentially be at any moment? Are you going to like be a real estate mogul or like a landlord? Or what are you talking here?
Ooh, my brain, right? It's a combo of all three, right? You know, I'd keep whatever the genie gets me, right? I'd evaluate all 150. I'd be like, okay, I want to live this one. Then I'd sell off or rent the rest.
Okay.
Then I'm set for life. I can get as many books as I want, shoes.
You could literally have a house in every state and still have 100 houses to do whatever you wanted to.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. See? Boom.
Okay, I kind of dig that choice. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
My adult brain immediately went to, that's a whole lot of cleaning because I'm a broken apparently. But yeah, that's a good choice.
See, I had to redeem myself after the hot dog choice. So
That is fair. I would say though, if it's a fun question to kind of get to know someone.
Could be dangerous too.
That's a good icebreaker.
Yeah,
it is a good icebreaker.
But right now, another great icebreaker for your small group. What are the 15 things you love about teens? Might not be as effective as the first one. But right now, just after 150 episodes of Teen Life, we just want to talk about for the reason that we do it, right? Is because ultimately everything that Teen Life does as an organization, everything this podcast is about, all stems out of our love and care and our passion for teens. And so to celebrate 150 episodes, to celebrate the teens that we love to pour into and everything, we just thought it'd be fun to go about like the top 15 things that we love about teenagers. You know, it's something that like I interact with them every day. I did like a Clue night this week. It's why my head is buzzed. I did this because I love teenagers, right? And so I think too, to start off, like they're funny, man. They are they are so funny. I have a sixth grade boy and he's so funny, and every week I go to the middle school boys small group leaders and I'm like, what did he ask this week? Because I think he comes up every week and he thinks about it every week of like, what is he gonna ask his small group leaders? And I'm like, he's not trying to be funny. A lot of these teenagers, some of them know how funny they are, maybe abuse that. Others are just like effortlessly, man, you're just great. You're fun to be around. Mm-hmm. And going along with that, like this kid also, great example, views the world through a different lens. So do most teenagers, especially like if you're an adult who doesn't interact with teenagers much, or you do, you can see how they expand and even push you to view the world differently. It's really, really cool.
And I think along with that, they're just never boring. Mm-mm. Like, I don't know, when you're like actually, especially if you're with a group of teenagers, mm-hmm. I've just never been like, they can make fun out of almost anything. Give mm-hmm. them a pack of cards and spoons, they can play. We had Josh's basketball team over for lunch, I guess, on President's Day. And they were upstairs with my six-year-old playing this card game for, I mean, hours. Hours. And the like, it was a silly card game, but like the laughter, and like they can find anything to entertain themselves with, and mm-hmm. they thought it was super fun, and the six-year-old was in heaven for sure. But I just think they're never boring. You're always mm-hmm. gonna have something to do.
Yeah, and they also realize their voice matters, and that's another, so that's our fourth thing, is that in that situation, like with your son Carly, like they don't take lightly that they can influence the next generation, but also like, that's why in high school, like you'll start seeing kids speak up more mm-hmm. and sometimes it may not be the, you know, the best time for it, or and they're really passionate about it, but they're finding their voice, and they know that what they say, they start realizing like what they are saying is going to impact like the years ahead. So I think that's really cool. That's one of my favorite things about them, that their voices, they figure out their voice matters. Mm-hmm. And along that same line, our fifth thing is that every emotion they have is intense and strong. We kind of talked about this last summer when we did our teen stereotypes episodes. So like, we'll probably link those so you can kind of go back. And sometimes that is seen as a negative, but really, like, we always talk about how as adults that we wish people would have more passion for things, or like we wish our kids were more passionate about stuff. And then when they are, we tell them, oh, wait, stop. That's too mm-hmm. much. Stop. And so, yeah. like, let them have the, like, those emotions are strong and intense. And like I said, sometimes it can get out of hand, but most of the time it's just because they care that much. And I love that about them. Mm-hmm. Our sixth thing, this is totally a parent thing, but I feel like all the parents listening are going to be like, they're going to nod their head vigorously as they're driving to work, whatever. They can dress themselves. I never forget whenever my oldest started like being able to get ready in the morning without my like 100% attention and help. And Carly, you're not there yet probably, so you don't get it. So whenever my oldest started being able to dress on his own and do his whatever he needed to do without me walking and doing everything for him, mm-hmm. I about shed a tear because it was awesome. So now I don't even have to worry about it. Like he rolls out. The only bad side of this is that it's, you know, it'll be 20 degrees outside and my dummy 15-year-old will be in shorts and a hoodie. And it's like, well, I hope you don't die. You know, it's so, like, that's because like they really can, like they take care of themselves. And like some of that is also giving them the freedom to have some expression in what they wear and stuff like that. And so, I mean, like I'm joking, but I'm also not joking. Being able to dress themselves is a pretty great mm-hmm. milestone chain, you know, mark for them as well.
Yeah. And this goes along like with that, like, I remember I would wear shorts all the time. My mom would be like, Caleb, why are you wearing shorts? I'm like, I don't want to wear pants, right? Because mm-hmm. teens also care deeply. They care deeply about whatever it is, whether it's what they're wearing. And it even goes back, I think, to like realizing that their voice matters and feeling all the emotions intense and strong, is that they care so deeply about so many things. And it's been cool, especially just to see this generation, like, right, choose these causes or these things to latch on to and to care so much about. And it's so cool. And I think it stems from just a lot of different things, but to boil it down is just mm-hmm. how much they care about even the people who are closest to them. All of that is just, it's cool to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for number eight, they are surviving and they're thriving in a very complicated phase of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would not want to go back and be a teenager again. There is a lot of stuff that they're trying to figure out. And I think it's easy to forget all the things that they're having to do, but they're doing it. Yeah. And honestly, a lot of them are handling it better than I did, or I would if I had to go back, because I would complain 100%. All the time if yeah. I had to go back to high school again. And they're doing it. And I think that's something that we really love about teenagers. And then number nine, too, they stand up for what's right. I feel like this generation of kids cares deeply about, I know we're talking about the things that they're passionate about, but I feel like they care about people. Mm-hmm. They care about how people are treated. They care about equality and freedom. They care about like justice. The yes, the climate, yeah. the world. Mm-hmm. Like they are doing things and are going to change the world in ways that I feel like generations before them are kind of like, that is for another generation. And these kids are standing up and going, no, that's us. And we're actually yeah. going to do something about it. And I just think that is so cool.
Yeah. And along that same lines, number 10th we have on here is that they teach us so many things if we are not, you know, so closed off that we can actually learn from them. Like if we open up our minds to be taught by them, they teach us a lot of things. And so that's one thing I do love about our teens as well. And we kind of hinted at this earlier. Number 11 is they are leaders, especially for kids younger than them. Mm-hmm. My son is does a great job about this. Like I see it daily with how he does this with his little brother, but also with other people that in his school and stuff like that. And like Carly, you said you're seeing it with your husband's basketball team, and Caleb, I'm sure you're seeing this in your church on a daily basis, and that's really great. And number 12, and then I'll let Caleb finish off the rest of these. Number 12 is probably my favorite. Sometimes they can be brutally honest. If you ever want to know anything about yourself and you want an actual honest, no questions asked answer, ask your teenager, like, hey, does this outfit look good on me? Hey, have I gained some weight? Or hey, like, you know, what do you think about this? They're going to tell you. So mm-hmm. be ready. They're going to tell you exactly how it is. And even like the kids that maybe not aren't as with it on that stuff, they still have very brutally honest opinions. Sometimes it's like a filter thing, I think, where like they haven't learned, like,
yeah.
hey, if you tell this person that they kind of look big in that color, that's going to make them think yeah. about that the rest of their life. You probably should be careful about that. But then there's sometimes where it's just like, you know what? Like, at least I got the answer I needed to get for whatever reason. So, yeah.
And sometimes they'll tell you without being asked, right? And the amount of times I've gotten yes. humbled by a teenager
yeah.
in the middle of a lesson or like any just interacting with them is crazy. It's just a constant reminder of I'm young at 24 years old. I'm not, right? Compared to them, they'll humble me. They'll humble you whenever. Another cool thing about teenagers for number 13 is that they pick up new skills easily. It's so cool. We have a lot of talented youth upstairs. Like for us, and whenever we do our youth group, we have like youth band, and we have like a kid who's learned how to play bass this year and so many things. It's cool of like, hey man, like how can I help? I want to do that. And then they can pick it up easily. And I think as a teenager, like there's no better time than now. Cause whenever you get to, you know, adulthood, everything like that, it's kind of like, well, it's too late to learn a skill, even though it's not, but you know, no better time than now. And then number 14, this is one of my favorite things, is how quickly they connect to others. It's so funny. I think it's Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends?
yeah.
Oh, you like tacos? Man, me too, man. Let's best friends, right? And sometimes it's that easy. And I understand for some, like all people, some relationships can be difficult to navigate and stuff like that. But I think it's cool just to see. For teens especially, like even if you're just in proximity and share interests, it's like sometimes it's all it takes. And just seeing relationships bloom. And I know I see it because, you know, maybe I have a student who's visiting and he's on the outside. And then week after week, I just see how they integrate and become invested and take ownership of what they're doing. And that's just because the students are so, so awesome. The teenagers are so great at forming those connections and then looking out for those people.
I think I didn't fully like appreciate that about teenagers until I became an adult and was trying to make friends again. And I was on a second. This is so difficult. Like when we got married and moved and we're like, now we have to find couple friends. I was like, wait, I did this so easily as a teenager. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do I ask for their number? Do we invite them to dinner? Like
they're busy. Yes.
Yes. It is so hard. But man, teenagers make it seem effortless. And I'm not saying that it is easy for every teen, but I just do think that this stage of life, they can create friends very easily. And
they don't overthink it.
Right.
They don't have the learned trauma or like insecurities yet from that kind of stuff. So, I agree with that completely.
And to kind of top it off, the last one, I think it, you know, encapsulates almost the rest of this list is the excitement and passion. And we've touched on it a lot, is just for the things that they care about, whether it's the people they're making connections with, the things that they're involved with, the things that they're sticking up for. They're passionate about it. They're excited about it. And to teenagers, like with your generation, keep that excitement, right? Keep that drive mm-hmm. for those things that you care about, and don't let it fade out, right? Don't let overthinking or things stomp that out. Keep that excitement and everything. And I hope that you know that there's people who are ahead of you who are trying to encourage you on. Don't hopefully get drowned out by all the voices saying you can't, because you can, right? You have so much power mm-hmm. where you are now. You don't have to wait till you're older, until you're an adult. You have so much now. Keep that excitement and passion. Use it now, and then keep it for whenever you grow up too. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
And teens, if you're listening to this list, just know first and foremost that like we love you. We care about you. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful for the things that you do in your lives. Like, you may not have people telling you in your daily life that these are great things about you. Just know that we see you, we hear you, and we're thankful for you. If anyone listening has any other things that like specifically you want to be like, man, I love this about this teen or my teen or teens in general, like send them on. Like we'll share them. Like we love celebrating teens, and that's not yeah. something that I think that happens near enough in the settings that teens are in. So just remember that we know teens that are listening that you are not a problem to be solved. We want to celebrate you, we want to encourage you, and we want to be there for you. If you're listening to this and you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to any of the podcast platforms, or subscribe on YouTube where we do our video podcast, and subscribe to our TikTok. And again, if you have anything to make comment or add in, just send a comment below, and we would love to share it on the air. So thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.